Bal su tuo pondruf el pandru cuperna. Divine guidance, ifo som trufu. Alo cui se fern van, dar van, ifo pandru su.
I'm Patricia McNair, your host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. If you are bursting to embrace and strengthen your connection to your divine guidance, your whole being, this is the show for you. Join me the first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to discover the amazing gift of the universe that is you? On Divine Guidance with Patricia, Spirit and I will trigger you to embrace and validate the light that you are. On my show, I will bring you thought-provoking, inspiring messages designed to ignite a spark of spiritual awareness, the first step to becoming a whole being. Join me on Divine Guidance with Patricia and discover your gifts and awaken your true sense of self to embrace and empower your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. Divine Guidance with Patricia starts now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Divine Guidance with Patricia. Wow, I've done a lot of pre-records lately, so now I'm sitting here with the mic and actually talking, and it's great to be back again. I hope you've enjoyed the pre-records, and look forward to some really neat stuff happening on Divine Guidance with Patricia in the next couple months. We've got some chock full information, fun, and good times. Today I'm here. We're going to do a podcast because of the availability and what's happening in some people's lives. A podcast was what was needed for today, and it's great. You can drive down the road or go sit out and enjoy the fresh air and the water and listen to the show today. I might do that later myself. So today I have Bonnie Van Schindel. Now, I met Bonnie at the beginning of my journey with Transformational Talk Radio. And Bonnie is such an amazing, resourceful, very calm and graceful in her trajectory of her wisdom. And it always amazes me when I have a conversation with this beautiful being. You never know what's coming, and you're fully dancing around the universe, and you don't feel tired. You feel rejuvenated and excited about what we can take from the information we've shared and put it into a new direction. So I would like to share Bonnie with you today, and our title that we came up with is How Do We Find Happiness? Now, everyone knows there's a lot of confrontation. There's a lot of confliction. There's so much of different stuff on this planet right now that's really, really started to spiral. I'm talking to a lot of people around the planet and this beautiful Earth, and there's a quickening. There's an energy that things are just coming through quick and fast, and it's an exciting yet overwhelming and sometimes subduing keeping up with that energy and that consciousness right now. And it's a heartfelt, mind-flowing time to be alive on this planet. And with that, how do we find happiness? So first of all, I'd like to thank all my listeners for popping in and listening to what Spirit shares with us. And I would like to welcome Bonnie to the show today. And Bonnie, if you'd like to just take a moment and tell us a little bit about yourself, I'm really honored to have you today.
Well, Trish, I am honored to be here. Thank you for inviting me to be on. And, you know, this is an important topic, right? One many of us spend a lot of time thinking about and wishing we were happy and so many things, especially during this time now. As far as telling you about me, gosh, that's a long and deep story to go in. I thank you for your intro. I'm kind of enlightening for me that you know, like you said, there's, you never know what's going to happen. You know, I never know what's going to happen when we talk either. I never know what's going to come out of my mouth sometimes. And in that, I just say that I am spirit-led. I guess to be concise, what I can tell you is that I've been down a lot of roads in my life, and not all of them have been fabulous roads, such as life goes for a lot of us. And something I realized, I guess, many, many years ago on that path was one day I stopped and I asked, and for whatever anybody's belief system is, you know, asking the universe or God, you know, what's with all the adversity? Mm-hmm. The answer I got was, you know, you can't really help other people until you have walked that path, and you've walked a mile in those shoes. And that gave me perspective, if you will. First of all, it also gave me information. Oh, I'm supposed to use all of this to help other people. Okay, great. That's at least helpful to know. And then it became about, you get a choice in how we want to view things in life. Sometimes that's the only choice we have, is what we're going to take away, or what perspective we're going to have. And that we take that choice and we move forward with it.
Well, let's take just a quick look. And those are really powerful, amazing words. And I kind of want to focus on them a little bit stronger because I don't want them to be missed. But let's take a look at an average 6 months of the life of Bonnie, and what you actually deal with, what you confront, what you work through and have to accomplish just to be a part of the world and to share all your wisdom and to share it so gracefully. Can you give us a look at that?
Wow. Okay.
I said it'd be tough, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure. You know, it's the people looking through my 6 month window. I'm not, you know, that's a little daunting. It is.
Only what you want to share, Bonnie. But, you know, let's give the people something so that they can understand why Bonnie Van Schendel wants to give a message about how to find happiness.
Well, a few years back, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. And that has been incredibly challenging for me. And that comes after dealing with some cancer just prior to that. Mm-hmm. Now, they got the cancer, and but that required some surgery that it was difficult because, you know, it was cancer that was on my face, and it was more serious than just a basal cell. And so I looked like the Bride of Frankenstein for, you know, a few months. And that was, you know, a very challenging time for me. And then after that was the diagnosis for the autoimmune disease. And if we go back a little bit before that, I lost my husband and to cancer as well. And so that was a long, hard road there. And then trying to, you're at a certain age, your kids are grown, and you lose your partner in life. And all of a sudden, I'd kind of figure out, well, what am I doing in life now, right? And then came these things. So it's been very challenging. The autoimmune disease is daily challenging for me. And there are days that I wake up and, you know, you just have to go every day. How am I feeling today? What can I do today? Being a person who's used to doing a lot, and it's been a lesson for me. It's been a challenge for me to have to say to myself, okay, if I get to the end of each day and I can ask myself, did I do my very best today? And I can answer that question, yes. Then I have to just accept that that was the best that I could do this day. And so it's getting up each day and dealing with, sometimes, you know, you don't feel well on a number of levels, and, you know, doing work, handling family, doing the normal daily life stuff, researching, trying to be in charge of my own health as much as possible. So there's a lot of things that go into day to day for me, the health and finding answers and finding proper care, getting proper care. That is an extremely challenging thing for me, and it feels like it dominates a great deal of my life.
Well, kudos to you for researching and taking responsibility. And, you know, in doing that, you know, it's my experience in some of the adversities that I've had health-wise is that's my empowerment. That's my will and my responsibility, but it also empowers me because many times in some of these things that you've mentioned, we have no control. We don't have any control over what's transpiring around us. But if we can actually put our energy and motivation into researching and understanding and getting into the core of the issue, then that brings us some empowerment, does it not?
Beautifully said and very true. Trish, absolutely. That is sometimes where I feel like the only place that there's control with this is taking that, what is often worry or anxiety because you don't know and you feel like you're not in control of your body, taking that and yes, researching, looking and bringing those things unto myself and across all borders, if you will. Certainly there's allopathic or traditional medicine, natural medicine, but what about other things? What about sound healing? What about our mindset? You know, what about all of these other avenues that there are to heal ourselves and our bodies? And for me, it should go there. Right. And I think for many of us, it should, and it doesn't for all of us. But I encourage people to open that up, broaden the thinking. You know, there's been so much over the years, and there's still so much that we don't know. But when we look at how much our mindset and what goes on in our mind and our subconscious, how much that affects our physical self, that's a huge amount of things to look at and experience. But I feel like if there's always something to be learned in there. And so taking that, like, yes, that anxiety or that concern and delving into the research and how do I help myself? And often days, if I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'll take, you know, just grab a notebook and put at the top of the paper, what can I do? Focus on what can I do, instead of what can I do today, what can I do? And make a list of that. And thus feel like, yes, I am actively doing something or things to aid myself in feeling physically well and mentally well and emotionally and spiritually well. And I'm learning in that and I'm gaining, you know, personally, but I'm also gaining that wisdom and experience. And that is often what I wish to share with others is what comes in all of that, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And you know what? That's what we always want to put our belly button first. I always say when I'm working with people, we have a belly button and a bum. And which one are you showing me? And which one are you going to introduce me? And we always want to put our belly button forward. We always want to put the, oh, this looks great, kind of forward. So we're about to take a short break. And after the break, though, I want to get a little bit into what we don't want to show and how we're going to open up and share what we don't want to show for those people who are not even seeing what they need. Encouragement in, because you know, I know if I'm sitting listening to something and it's all really nice and I'm having a crappy day and I'm trying to figure out my life and things are going upside down, I'll shut it off, you know. But if I hear somebody saying, wow, I, you know, tripped over the dog today, I'm having a crappy day, I'm gonna tune right in and see, you know, how is this person getting through it. So if you're willing, and I'll reveal some of mine, because you know, I got a bum too, and so maybe we can, you know, not bum people out, but we can show our belly buttons right after this break. Thank you, Bonnie. We'll be right back, everyone.
Hey, imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia and our beautiful guest today, Bonnie. We were talking about having a belly button and a bum before the break. And so I in Bonnie's explanation of how she can sort her day out by putting at the top of the paper what I can do today, and that helps her with such an empowerment to know that she can do something instead of what she cannot do. And I'm asking, what if we had at the top of the paper what I can do today, what I cannot do today, and have that balance and have that, okay, and recognize, because many times we're trying to promote our belly button, as I say, what looks good and what's great and what people will accept and what I can accept. But we don't put the I can'ts there with it. And I'm really unique in my life and in the way I think and the way spirit guides me is the balance, the full circle. I think that's, if you count that word in my shows and give me a dollar, I'll never have to work again. So full circle is something that I always strive with in my life. So if we were to put on the top of the page, Bonnie, I can do this today, what would be some of the things that you can't do today? And what would that do with you in looking at your day? Would that allow you to accept the things you cannot do that day and appreciate yourself still for the things you can? Or would that be a deterrent from your I cans?
I think that's a great and very profound question. I also think it's a really great example of balance and mindset in the question that you're posing, Trish. And so, yeah, for me, if I put on a page, what can't I do today, which I'll be honest with you, I don't know if it's just that I haven't done it or I avoid it. It's in my head, right? Mm-hmm. But it frustrates me. When I can't part of it. And I have a hard time accepting the I can'ts because I don't want that. I want to be what I am used to being. But I would agree, and it's come up maybe a couple of times in other conversations that I've had about, so maybe today you need to rest a bit more, or maybe today your body is only going to allow you to do blank, you know. So for instance, there may be days that today may not be a good day for me to be behind the wheel of the car because I'm not really feeling spiffy, and in that, with some of my symptoms, it's that, you know, maybe that's not a good day to drive, right? And that's frustrating. That's limiting when you feel like that. And maybe there is a day that I would, you know, if in the normal course of things that I would, boy, I could just zoom through, you know, all the household things, all the business things, all the work things, all the family things. I could just go through all that with great amounts of energy. But, you know, there's many days that's on the can't list is, okay, today I can't do all of those things. I got to pick the top things that I can get done today, right? What's the most important things that I have to accomplish today? And in that, you know, I had had some guidance in, I guess, over the past few weeks is, well, what is the top three things, right, that you can do in that day if you're feeling like that? So, yes, if there's the can't list, there are days that, yeah, just, you know, getting up and taking care of our personal selves and the dog and making sure you're getting food in your body and that, you know, you're dealing with the basic things, you know, work is one of those.
Yep, I get that. I fully get that. My question a little bit deeper, and you know what, this is, I've never asked this question before, so this is really spirit and being divinely guided, and I'm really triggering myself through this as well. I want to let you know, I'm not going to sit here and go and hide it. This is triggering me in the heart space very strongly today. Why can we not honor what we can't do and be excited that we can't do that?
Again, a really valuable and insightful question. And I'm not sure I have a definitive answer for that.
I don't think I do either, but I think that that question is meant to go out there for some reason. So I'm going to say, Spirit, that's your card. And whoever in the listening audience that might have an answer to that, contact either Bonnie or myself via email. And there's something in it for Bonnie and I to remember and to be shown by the answer to that question. And obviously we don't have it, but Spirit's put it out there. So if you have an answer to that question, you'd like to share it, please contact Bonnie or myself via email. And I'd be interested to hear it. Wouldn't you, Bonnie?
I would. You know, the one thing I can think though is, you know, what flows in as you've presented that is that, I think we, especially women, maybe, and it's not that this isn't true for men either. It's just that oftentimes, I think maybe is slightly more true for women, is that there's been so much expected of us, right? And I know in my own life, there's always been so much expected of me. I've expected a lot of myself, and not doing that doesn't feel right. But maybe asking that question about what I can't do today, maybe coming to that space of acceptance, is a way of slowing down, is a way of helping us to commune more with Spirit. So in other words, if I'm not feeling like I can race through this day at 90 miles an hour and do everything under the sun, maybe that's the day that I'm supposed to spend more time in the quiet space, more time in a bit of meditation, more time, you know, communing with Spirit, and be okay with that. And maybe it is to show us that there is a time and a space to be still, and that maybe we're not honoring that as much as we should.
I think that's amazing. That is a very strong statement right there. It's also, you're triggering me, really. You're triggering me a lot today, which is great. I think I'll have you back a few more times. Because what I got from that, what I heard from that, and yet I know those words, and I've heard those words, and I've shared those words, you know, have some calm space, connect with Spirit, connect, meditate. And, you know, there's something racing through my brain right now that says, why not connect with just Trish?
I agree. But how many times have we sat, and we're maybe going to try to do that, right? But what's in our head is, I need to be doing blank, 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 or blank, mm-hmm. right? And we don't really feel into that space. We don't really feel that time is ours to do that. It can be hard. It really can, when we feel like there's all these responsibilities, or, you know, especially if you still have young children in your home. And
you know, I do.
Right. And, but, you know, and animals, things that are demanding of your time, it can be super hard. And it can feel so hard that we just don't do it. And yet we still, yeah, we're dragging through our days, right?
I really get all that. And I don't mean to overtalk you, but I really get all that. But I just think that there was a sense of freedom in my being, that are we not connecting to ourselves in quiet time because we're connecting to all the expectations of ourselves at that time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
how valuable would it be for Trish to connect with Trish? I mean, I connect with spirit 24/7 all the time, and I get that. And I so am honored and humbled that I do that. But why do I avoid sometimes, when I'm feeling really down, connecting with Patricia?
Great question. I agree. And obviously, you know, that kind of leaves me for a minute, because that triggers me to ask myself that question about, am I doing, you know, do I avoid that? And you know what? I think sometimes I do.
Wow, this is a great show. Look at us rock it. Okay, we'll leave that out for the listeners. But I will also take that question. I've written it down in my notebook right here, because a couple of these questions today are going to really, really shine some light in my own life. So thank you for triggering me, Bonnie. And thank you, Spirit, for bringing them forward. So let's move away from the belly button and the bum, and let's take a look at some of your wealth of your experiences, your passion as a holistic consultant. And you've had some major changes in a very positive way. Even since you and I first started talking about doing this show, would you like to share some of that with us?
I will share to the best of my ability whatever you ask, Trish.
Great. You can come every day. Just kidding. Okay, Bonnie, go ahead. Excuse me.
Well, I guess, where would you like for me to start with that?
Well, when I first asked you to be a guest, first of all, I asked you if you had your own show, because in talking with you, the resources that you come up with and the information that you have, and I've never seen you, but I can see you through your voice. Your voice is very clear, precise, and very rich. And it just fills my being with Bonnie. And I've never experienced that with anybody before. So thank you for that. And so when we first started talking about being on my show, you said, well, I want to change the logo. I've got so many things I want to recreate and do before I do something like that. But you had the courage enough and the strength enough to come on anyways. And since that time, I think you've had some new revelations along those lines. So that's what I was asking.
Sure. So my coming to TTR, Transformation Talk Radio, was a blessing, and I was spirit-led to be here. I was at a transition time in my life, and I was really looking for something. And there was Transformation Talk Radio, and that really, I believe, was divinely given to me as a space that allowed me to bring everything I am to the table, and in helping others, in furthering a mission that I feel that is necessary and needed in the world, something I could totally align with. And it brought all of my experiences together. And so I have a background in education and in business and in marketing. And I have studied extensively in holistics and theology and all these different areas. And work as a holistic consultant on a number of levels, and done that for years. And it brought every bit of that together and allowed me to totally be authentically myself as I talk and work with people with that do all kinds of things. And it's amazing. And I'm grateful every day for the people that I get to encounter and work with and the things that we get to bring into the world. And I get excited by that and fueled by it. And in that, I had also known that there were other things for me that I wasn't sure of some of those, right? For instance, I always knew that there was a book, only I didn't know what that book was supposed to be about, just that gut feeling. There's supposed to be a book. It's been within the past year that it has finally come to me what that book is supposed to be about. And that for me is a hallelujah moment. Again, it's like, all right, well, cool. Now I know. Now I can do something with that, right? And then as life has evolved and I've evolved and things have changed as they should, it you know, it's come to me that I'm in a place of evolvement as well. And so with some of this is as I help others, I learn what my evolvement should be. Not to copy or imitate people, but to it just like our conversation brings certain things to light, helps, and Spirit uses that as a way to give me knowledge and information to go forward. And so it has been a bit about reinventing myself and what it is I'm to do in the world. And as you and a few others have asked me, well, do you have a podcast? You know, no, I don't currently, but is it something that has been in my mind that I want to do, that I feel is part of my path? Yes. Why? Because it's about sharing. It's a piece of the puzzle. It's about bringing knowledge and information and things to people in a way that works for them, in a time that works for them. And that's, you know, and this is going to be taking a slight step back perhaps, but you know, that is what I admire about what you are doing, Trish, is you jumped into this with your whole heart and your whole being and bring forth with every show the most interesting and mind-opening and heart-touching things. And you do it in such an authentic way. And I'm always moved by that. I'm always moved by the courage and the faith that you have shown to jump into this space and be you and to do this. And I know that it's done from the highest of places and that you're doing it because there's work that you have to do in the world to change the world. And I just admire that tremendously. And so as you asked me that question about, you know, do you have one? And other people ask me that question. No, but I want to eventually be in that space. And I know I'll be Spirit-led to be in that space.
I believe you will. I know you will. And thank you for your kind words and your genuine words. What I feel in common with Transformational Talk Radio is everyone wants to do their part, and everyone knows that their part is important, no matter how small or big, and that's how I've always walked. I want to do my part. It's very important. I don't have a clue what it is. I'm not going to write, you know, 7 parables of Trish. I'm just going to sit here and do what I'm guided to do as I'm guided to do it. I'm going to get out there on the stage. I'm going to get out there doing my groups again and offering workshops and sharing my being, because I, as you know, I took a small sabbatical because I'm raising a child now, and now it's come into light again to do it. And I had expectations of doing it a certain way, but now Spirit has their way, and they've kind of lifted up the ante and put me in a bigger limelight, which I'm prepared to do. So we'll do it the best way we can. And I have such a beautiful team behind me that I'm so grateful for, because they'll push me in such a positive way into showing more of who I am. So thank you, Bonnie, for your part. You are the beginning and continuous connection to that. So thank you. So in that, I found happiness. So how do you find happiness with all this that's going on in your life?
Again, a very good question. If I may take a slight step back to what you just said there about how that has come together and about, you know, doing each day what you're doing. That is maybe part of the answer to the question you just asked about how we find happiness. And maybe it goes back a little bit to the previous question about accepting what we can't and what we can do. Maybe what we are doing, maybe when we're in touch with spirit, maybe even though it's not unfolding in quite the way we as humans imagined, but we're having that faith that and being spirit-led and doing each day as we feel led to do, maybe in that we are fulfilling, and it's our human conception of can and can't, right, that is getting in the way of that. And that if we'll totally get into that and go into that and come out of it with whatever it was we were led to do in that day and be grateful for it and go, wow, look what, you know, I was able to do today. Maybe that supersedes everything, right? And maybe that's where happiness lies.
Wow.
If that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. It just kind of rounded it all up and brought it all into perspective. I like that. I like that a lot. Because there's a lot of confusion, energy, around, and even those who are aware, awake, whatever label you want to put on them. You know me and labels, we don't work very well together.
Right.
Let's just say the conscious energy, the awareness, the vibration, and as I mentioned before, the quickening of things happening and taking place, both what one would consider good and both what one would consider not so good. They're all happening at the same agenda, and they're almost like in a race side by side, and you don't know who's going to win, and you don't know really who to root for that's running, because when you take a closer look, something else looks different. And so there's so much reflective confusion, but really good energy that are getting people to really go deep into what they want. What do you want? And what do you want for others? What do you want for yourself? What do you want? Who are you? What do you want? Questions. And answering those questions, even in the smallest format of having some sort of goal or pathway to take with that, I believe initiates and aligns you with happiness.
I agree. If we're constantly striving for the unknown, if we're constantly caught up in all of the confusion that is around us, it's very hard to find happiness. And everybody's idea or ideology of happiness is different. So happy means something different probably to each and every person.
Well, maybe, not only that, it's different every day sometimes, right?
Yes, exactly. I agree. I totally agree. Yes, that every day, and even maybe in different parts of our day, happy means something very different, right? Sometimes happy is, you know, just having 5 minutes to, you know, lock yourself in the bathroom. And that would make me happy at five for something, you know what I mean? Especially when you have young children, you know. So yes, I agree. So it's a degree of happiness, and it changes and it fluxes. We are at a, over this past year or so as a world, much has happened, much confusion. There's so many things going on. It is overwhelming. How do we find happiness in that? Again, it's different for everybody, but I think that, and I'm going to jump back a little bit here too, to something that you said earlier, which is that you know, there's times when you're maybe feeling a little bit low and there's just something super chirpy on or whatever. And you're like, oh no, I cannot do that. But then you find something where somebody's talking about, okay, you know, I got through it like this. And that is feeling like something that you can handle at that time. I think that's about alignment of energy, that when we're feeling really low, our vibration is low, and we're not able to see that, and that's super chirpy, everything is perfect kind of energy just is in such contrast with our own energies that, yeah, we just can't climb that staircase right now. But when we find that other energy, although it's coming in a little bit lower, it is coming in with information, and it's guiding us up the staircase step by step by step. It's building us up and helping us so that by the end of it, we, you know, have grabbed onto something that hoisted us up. And so day to day, maybe it's about taking those moments and doing some of the things we've talked about. When we're feeling overwhelmed, what can I do? Okay, what can't I do? Can I be okay with that today? And accepting it, going, okay, I can be all right with that today. And moving into that space. And then if we need to, if maybe today's the day I just need to hide from the world, all right, great. You know what? Let me freaking celebrate that. Let me grab the ice cream and I'm going to binge watch a show I've always wanted to watch. And you know what? And stay in my jammies all day or something maybe. And maybe that seems like the most decadent thing that you could possibly do. Maybe you need that in that moment. Maybe giving yourself that brings you a little bit of happy because you didn't push yourself and you just said, okay, and you gave yourself that time. Maybe that brings happy. Yeah, I find happiness and gratitude.
I would like to just leave it right there. I'd like to see if our beautiful Olivia can take us into a break. And we're going to come back right after the break and we are going to talk about happiness and gratitude because I think you've hit on to something very powerful there, Bonnie. So Olivia, take us away and we'll be right back. Thank you. Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia and Bonnie is my guest today. And during the break, we were kind of noticing that Spirit has got the show going in and out and topic. And it's like there's a rush for to get as much out of Bonnie and I as we can in an hour. And also, there's a unique, delicate way. I can't wait to watch the show afterwards, Bonnie, because I'm feeling what Spirit's doing, but I'm not able to be able to sit back and just listen to it unfold. So to the listeners, there, I'm sure I'm going to get some feedback on this show on how Spirit is actually giving us a living experience of what people are actually going through right now. And the reason why we wanted to do the show on how do I find happiness and all the confusion and all the different energies and the quickening that we're all being put under consciously is actually happening within this frame of this show. And I'm so humbled that this experience is coming through for you and I, Bonnie, and look at what we're being a part of. So welcome back, Bonnie. Welcome back to the show. So we stopped with a very powerful word came out of your mouth, which was gratitude. And how do we achieve happiness without aligning ourselves to gratefulness?
Absolutely. And you know, Trish, you took that and wow, you made it click for me just in those words coming out of the break right there. And that was such an aha moment for me about what we were just expressing, that there's all this confusion going on in the world, this feeling of fast-paced quickening, and that it's all happening within this show. And so, yes, maybe people can, as they're listening to this, go and understand, okay, yeah, all the confusion, the quickening, the pace. But now let's get to the other part. Okay, what we've all we're experiencing that. How do we get to the happiness? And yes, I think gratitude is a big piece of that. And a lot of people can be, well, yeah, what is there to be grateful for? Life really stinks right now. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't this or whatever. You know, we're all in a space for the most part. So for me personally, I try to wake up every morning and I lay here for a few minutes and I just express gratitude for the day I've been given. I haven't even looked outside yet. I just want to say, thank you. I woke up today. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the day I've been given. And thank you for the small things, right? That I slept well, that I had a decent dream or whatever, as I have my coffee, that I'm thankful for this cup of coffee. And that may seem small and trite, but it's not to me, because those little things are important. And as I end my day, in my bed, and I'm laying there, and it's a form of meditation and or prayer, if you will, that I list the things that I'm grateful for, right? And it might be in that moment, maybe it's just as simple as, you know, I'm grateful for this, for my room. A place I can go and close my door and just shut out the world for a little while. I'm grateful for my comfy bed. I'm grateful for this or that. And so expressing gratitude. But as I go through my day as well, it's looking for those moments, not intensively, but just being aware of those day-to-day pieces or moment-to-moment pieces where we can express gratitude for things. Or that you're thankful for. Maybe if your day's been really hectic and you've gotten just a few minutes to sit down. I can remember one point when life was really hectic, you know, I sat down with a cup of tea and the laundry was going and there wasn't anything else going on in the house at the moment. And I remember thinking in that moment, you know, I'm grateful for this. I am grateful to just be here and sit and drink this warm cup of tea and hear the hum of the washer and dryer, because that was soothing in that moment. It was so normal in that moment. And it's about things like that. I also think it's about remembering to see life in a way through the eyes of a child. So I have grandkids. And I think this brings us me back many times to that. And, you know, it's hard for me there because they live on the East Coast. They're 3,000 miles from me. Wow. So during this pandemic, I haven't gotten to see them except for on video, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's super hard. But in spending time with them and stuff, I'm always amazed and I'm awed. And it brings back to remember to see eyes through the life of a child. And what I mean by that is, so for instance, take the littlest one. You go walking with Finn and everything is amazing, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The grass, what's in the grass is amazing, right? A butterfly, a rock is amazing, right? They're so enthralled with the smallest of things. They find joy in the smallest of things. The older one, Owen, who says, Grandma, can we lay on a blanket outside and look at the clouds and make pictures out of them? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Why? That is what we sometimes need to remember, perhaps, right? And in that moment, if we did that, how would we feel? Would we feel happy? Would we feel at peace? Would we you know, what would we see when we remember to bring it back and look through a different lens? So maybe happiness then is all those things. How do we find it? First of all, maybe by not focusing on the fact that we're so unhappy. Let's face it, I think it's, yes, we have to give ourselves that, okay, maybe I need this today, or maybe I'm not in the best of moods today. Accept that, sure, but don't wallow in it. It is a certain
time. How do you not wallow in it? How do you not? You know, we're having a really rough day. Things are really, really hectic. And, you know, I truly believe that each of us intuitively, the goal is to be happy, whether it fits for anyone else or not, what we want to do, run naked to the woods, you know, or get a new haircut and dye our hair purple. It doesn't really matter. But I believe that we strive as human beings to be this happy, H-A-P-P-Y. And I hear what you're saying is that sometimes we take ourselves a little too seriously and we forget the little things. And yeah, but you're having a terrible, terrible day and you can't really find anything to be grateful for. And you just feel like it's, have you been there?
Yeah, more than I would like to. Yeah.
Okay. So you hear what I'm saying? And yeah. I've been there. And I think Olivia's been there. Miss Dr. Pat's been there. We've all been there, okay, in our own way. I mean, if somebody breaks a fingernail, it's a crisis to them. If I break a fingernail, I just keep digging in the dirt. So all the different experiences and all the different happinesses and unhappinesses are so uniquely different. But yet I believe, like everything else on this planet, that mankind has tried to put it in a label, a box, and there it is. You stick it on your forehead and you walk around. So for my being, what I do is there's a couple things. Spirit's always told me, do not ever regret being kind, loving, or caring. Don't regret that. Don't regret that, because you'll become bitter instead of better. And I always go to the Creator, and sometimes I say, Creator, thank you for this day, everything of this day, things I know of this day, things I don't know of this day. Thank you. So being prepared to thank, being prepared to be grateful for things that we don't have to know all the details about, it allows me to be more humble and more happy and to get through things faster.
Well, I think I just learned something right there personally.
Oh.
And see, that's the beautiful thing about having these conversations. It's one of the beautiful things about what you do is your ability to take a lot of stuff and pull it out and fine tune it and express it in the way that you just did. And I think that's valuable, you know, information for all of us to take the good and the bad and like you said, and express that gratitude and be able to move through it, and a lesson for everybody to try to practice daily to get there.
Whatever works for you, don't be afraid to do it. You know, like when opportunity,
yeah.
Don't complain about the noise. Just see what that opportunity is. And you can always go yay or nay, you know, but have the courage and the strength and the pioneership to explore it. You know,
I agree. And I go back to what you said a while ago is like you were said, you know, you're in that low place that day, you're not feeling happy, and there's that chirpy thing comes on, you just can't align with that. And then you find something else that's, you know, that does align with you. It's about knowing ourselves. It's about making choices. And sometimes the only choice you get in life is, what attitude am I going to have? Because you can't change anything else, but you can choose in that moment. Choose with your heart. I completely agree. Kindness matters. If you can do nothing else in this world, no matter how crappy you're feeling that day, be kind. Mm-hmm. Because we never know, you know, and that kindness, it's an energy that spreads, and we never know what anybody else is dealing with. But in that moment, so for instance, you know, there are times in my own home that somebody else is maybe, you know, listening to something and I'm not feeling very good that day and they're listening to this music and I feel bad because I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear that. And I love music, but that's not aligning with my energy that day. And I just want them to shut that off, right? And then it goes to, well, what if I found peace that does align with me, right? Maybe what if music is what I need, but I need it to be a different kind of music. So maybe it's about choice. It's about the choices we make. Maybe it's also about aspiring. So when I'm feeling a lot of can'ts and all of that, I look at what do I want and draw that image in my mind and see it and feel it. And here I'm going to draw, there's many masters out there. There's much information about all of that. Mm-hmm. But I've been, you know, working a lot with Joe Dispenza's work here about our taking our conscious mind and drawing the picture for ourselves and feeling into that and realizing just how powerful we are. And there's this song, I'm going to go back and probably date myself here, but it's by Trooper and it's called Raise a Little Hell. And it's, if you don't like what you got, why don't you change it? Exactly. If your world is all screwed up, rearrange it.
Exactly right.
Yep. Dig in your heels and see how it feels to raise a little hell of your own. So maybe that's what it's about some days to be happy, is that, okay, I don't like this. And what can I do to affect that change and working with that, or what is going to make me happy? So for me, sometimes it's holding in my mind and creating that and believing that it can be different.
I love Trooper. One of the first concerts I ever went to in my whole life.
Bonnie, really?
As usual, I think I was 14 years old and I snuck into it, but we won't go there. Oh, I've already told the world. Okay.
I love it.
What we've done is had an amazing show. We're coming down to the last minute, and I always like to give my guest, you know, the last and final say for this. I would only say, from what you brought forward today, I would like for people to get real happy, not really happy. Let's be real with our happiness. And I'm going to hand it over to you, Bonnie, and I'd love to have you back. And we got 30 seconds. Go, hon.
Well, I just want to say that, as always, Trish, it has been amazing talking to you. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you for the work, the amazing work that you're doing in the world. Thank you for the amazing person that you are and for the difference that you make every single day. And just know that you're loved, you're appreciated, and no matter how you may feel some days, that what you do matters.
And I will say the same thing back to you, Miss Bonnie. All right, everyone, that's a wrap. We'll see you next time on Divine Guidance with Patricia. Thank you so much for being here too.
Thank you for listening to Divine Guidance with Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Patricia McNair. Tune in next time to explore more challenges that can help you achieve your whole being. I know we are all capable of truly being whole, and with a little empowerment, anyone can access an entire universe of knowing that is just waiting to be explored. For more information about me and my services, visit divineguidance.earth. That's divineguidance.earth. See you next time, where together we focus on solutions for the whole being.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.